Pleasant good evening to all. Can everyone hear me? All right, there we go. All right, indeed it's a pleasure to be here to share God's word with you. Indeed, we are so happy to be here, and it's always a wonderful privilege for us to share God's word with the people of God. I want to invite you to turn in your Bibles . All right. Let's look first of all at Matthew. Verse number 20, chapters 27. Let's read from verse number 62. Matthew 27, verse number 62. The Bible reads, "Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre secure, or sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch." Go over to Luke. Luke chapter 24. Reading verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee." The Bible lets us know that there in Jerusalem, if they had a newspaper, if they had news on radio, if they had Fox News, or if they had CNN, the headline in and around Jerusalem would have been about Jesus. It would have been about his resurrection, how they tried to secure the fact that he cannot raise from the dead, or they want him to remain in the sepulchre. They want Jesus to remain in the tomb. But here it is that we find the scripture telling us that Pilate, the soldiers, no one could have held Jesus in the tomb. And what a blessing it is for us that the Lord had risen. And so this news, which is called good news, spread throughout Jerusalem that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And so I want to encourage you tonight from a study that I just recently did after speaking Sunday at North Parkway. I was talking about the disciples, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, as they were heading to Emmaus and Jesus appeared to them. And I was telling the church there, you know, the disciples had holy heartburn. So if you're writing tonight, that's what I want to encourage you from. If there's any questions, comments, please let me know. By raising your hand, I'll definitely entertain it. So we want to entitle our encouragement tonight as Holy Heartburn. Holy Heartburn. If you were to ask some people, especially in Grenada, what's the finest or what's the favorite sermon I have ever preached? And I'm not saying this to big me up, just to make a point as we go along. What's the favorite sermon? I'm afraid some people in Grenada would say, well, what's the shortest sermon you ever preached? Yeah, that will be their favorite. But what I want to bring your minds to is to think about Jesus. If you had the opportunity to listen to one, to be live there in body form, if you had the opportunity to listen to one of Jesus' sermons, as many, which one would you pick? Jesus spoke so many sermons, it's a blessing for us to have it written in Holy Scripture here. But if you had the opportunity to be sitting at Jesus' feet or standing when he spoke these wonderful sermons, which one would you pick? Maybe some of you would say, well, I would love to be at the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus gave a wonderful didactic discourse, beautiful beatitudes and so forth. Maybe some of you would say, you know what, I would have liked to be there when Jesus was saying to the scribes and Pharisees, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, when he was condemning them. And that was a strong message to these scribes and Pharisees. Maybe you would have liked to be there. Or maybe you would choose the sermon in Matthew chapter 10 when Jesus calls his disciples, where he lays it down clear that if you want to follow me, you have to make some serious sacrificial commitment. So if you want to follow me, you got to take your cross and follow me. Or maybe some of you may want to sit in the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus when Martha was busy trying to prepare something and Mary was at the feet of Jesus. Maybe you would have want to be there to listen to that sermon. Or maybe for some of you, maybe you would want to be in the house of Peter when they brought this individual to be healed and they went on the roof and they opened the roof to let the man down. Maybe you would have wanted to be there. Whichever one you would have wanted to be at, I would like to bring to you one of that sermon, one of his sermons tonight, which I believe is one of Jesus's, all of Jesus's sermons were his finest. But for emphasis' sake, one of Jesus's finest sermons was after his resurrection. You see, most of his sermons was before his resurrection. And so as a result, he was building up to that point. But after he rose from the dead, he is victorious over death. He's now in a place as the glorious Son of God. And all that he was talking of before, he has now fulfilled. And Jesus gave a sermon after he rose from the dead. And it's just one verse I want us to look at really, but one we'll end up into two or three more verses. Look at Matthew 24. Luke 24. What I want us to consider, Luke 24. Could you imagine listening to the master teacher? Could you imagine sitting at his feet and listening to Jesus teaching? Indeed, he would reveal some things. But imagine sitting at the master's feet after he rose from the dead. What kind of sermon would you hear? He's not teaching again, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That sermon is gone. He's now teaching a different sermon. Yes, he now rose from the dead and he's victorious. And can you imagine the weight and the spiritual thoughts and explanations that will come out of the mouth of Jesus after he rose from the dead? Let's see what the scripture tells us. In Matthew 24, consider verse number 27. Verse number 27, the Bible says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." My. The Bible lets us know that he began at Moses. Well, who's Moses? This is Jesus as he's on the road to Emmaus with these two disciples. They don't recognize as Jesus as yet. The Bible says that he would hold their eyes so they could not recognize him. And they're talking about the news, you know. They're talking about going on BBC of the day and CNN of the day, the news in Jerusalem. And that's all the news that they're talking. And Jesus is the headline news. And so they're saying as they're walking down the road and Jesus appears among them, they don't recognize him. They're saying, "Are you a stranger among us? Have you not been hearing what's going on about the man Jesus Christ?" So they were saying one thing about Jesus and what was going on. And Jesus says, "Let me expound a little more." And Jesus speaks a sermon after his resurrection. He says in verse number 27, "And beginning at Moses." Who's Moses? Well, Moses is the one that wrote the first five books. And Moses did an excellent job. Yes, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And so when the Bible says that he began at Moses, what is he doing? He's going way back. Now, Jesus is not just starting his sermon from David. He's not starting a sermon from John the Baptizer. He's starting this sermon from the beginning. And can you imagine all, I don't know, if you have, well, you definitely would have, you read Genesis, and I'm sure you have some questions about Genesis. Now, what's going on in Genesis? And you know, some, how did this happen? And Jacob, lad, and all these things. But Jesus is saying, you look in Genesis, you will see me. So when the Bible says that he started with Moses from beginning Moses, he's talking about all that. Maybe you read Exodus, and you're like, wow. Understand Jesus is coming so that no
Adam.